Hey, this is Chris. Hope you're doing well, and welcome to Popcorn Finance, the show where we discuss finance in about the time it takes to make a bag of popcorn. Today, diving back into, I guess we're calling it the popcorn bag. We're pulling out a question that a listener sent in, and it's all about the differences between investing in something like a 401k versus an HSA, a health savings account. If you're like most people, I'm pretty sure you probably don't know much about these accounts because they have a very specific use case and purpose that many of us probably haven't had an opportunity to use. So I want to break it down in this question we got from a listener. But to help me answer this question, I'm very happy to be joined by Andrew Giancola. He is the host of the Personal Finance Podcast. I got to be a guest on there not too long ago, and just overall, just a great guy. So Andrew, appreciate you coming on and helping me out.
Chris, thank you so much for having me on. I am so excited to be here.
You know, Andrew, you have a great radio voice. I don't know if anyone's ever told you that, but you sound like you were made to be recording yourself. So I can see why you got a podcast.
Well, that means a lot from the person who has the best radio voice in all of personal finance. So I think that's perfect.
It's all right. But thank you so much. I really appreciate you joining me here today. And today we got this question in from Stephen. It's either Stephen or Stefan. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing it. But this is a question that he sent in to us. He said, I have an HSA question for you. I'm 41 years old and just started a new job. Should I focus on investing more into a 401k or an HSA? What happens if I don't need as much money for medical bills after retirement? Is it like a Roth IRA? Can I be reimbursed for current medical bills after retirement tax-free? He said, there's a lot of info out there about IRAs, but very little about HSAs. And I agree. Just to kind of hop into this, we're going to break this up into pieces here because he asked a few questions. Starting out with like a 401k versus an HSA. Andrew, would you mind kind of breaking down a little bit about what each of those accounts are, maybe a couple of differences between the two?
This is one of my favorite topics because the 401k and the HSA are two of the most powerful retirement accounts out there. And the 401k is very different from the HSA in that a 401k is a pre-tax account. And the way that this works is you contribute money from your paycheck into your 401k, and you have to open it up through your employer typically. So you contribute money from your paycheck into your 401k, then you invest those dollars and that money grows. And then when you pull the money out, then you're getting paid taxes on when you pull that money out. So you don't pay taxes when the money goes in, but you do pay taxes when you pull that money out. Well, the HSA is very different from the 401k account, and it has a specific purpose to help people actually pay for their health savings and for their health care bills. Why the HSA is so powerful is we actually call it the super retirement account because it has triple tax benefits. And so the money goes in tax-free to your HSA. You can actually invest those dollars inside of the HSA and it can grow tax-free. Then you can pull the money out tax-free as long as you have a qualified medical expense. Now, qualified medical expense is the biggest part of this equation. And the IRS has a laundry list of things that are qualified medical expenses. And so it's really important to understand what those are. But if you can figure out how to utilize the HSA in your retirement plan, you get that triple tax benefits. And that is incredibly powerful over a long period of time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, HSAs are a nice product. I've had one for a few years. The one thing I'll add on there, too, is that you have to have a high deductible health insurance plan to tie with your HSA, right? Like, because you can't, like, everyone can't just open one, which I think it makes it even more confusing.
Exactly. So you have to have a high deductible health plan. If you don't, then you don't qualify for an HSA. And one thing to note here is that year in and year out, maybe you're not going to always have that high deductible health plan. Like, for example, some years when my wife gets pregnant, we know we're going to have a baby, I go off of a high deductible health plan and just have a regular health plan. Then I go back onto the high deductible health plan after that. So there's a lot of seasonal things that are also involved with an HSA. But if you're young and healthy, you have a high deductible health plan, you know you're not going to have a lot of medical bills, then you can go after that HSA and actually utilize it that way.
Yeah, exactly. And then, sorry, I just realized we're throwing more terms at people here. I'll just give a quick explanation. So for most health insurance plans, there's something called a deductible. And that's like the amount of money you have to spend out of your own pocket before your insurance will kick in and actually cover a portion of your health insurance costs. And so a high deductible health insurance plan is a plan that has like a very high deductible. It's like, I forgot the cutoff. I don't know if you know off the top of your head. I believe it's like somewhere around like 3,000-ish.
It's right around 3,000. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So that means you have to come out of pocket. If you have one of these plans, you're going to have to pay $3,000 of all of your medical expenses. Like that first 3,000, that's all you. And then your insurance kicks in. So that's why Andrew was mentioning, if you're healthy, you don't go to the doctor that often. It's like a no-brainer because oftentimes they're cheaper. It gives you access to an HSA. And you don't have to worry about coming out of pocket for a lot of money because maybe you're just going for like, you know, your annual physical and then like you never go again. But if you, like Andrew was saying, you're going to have a baby, you know, you have chronic illnesses, it can be a lot more expensive having a high deductible plan because you're responsible for a lot more of that upfront money. Part two of Stephen's question here. I think we need to kind of talk about where can you even open up an HSA, right? Because it's different. It's not the same as your retirement plan, like an IRA, a 401k. So it's not like you automatically get one. You have to take the action to actually open one up. So where can you go get one of these accounts?
So there's a number of different places that you can do this. The first place to look is, does your employer offer an HSA? And the reason why you want to look here first is because sometimes they offer an employer match. Now, if you've never heard of an employer match, this is when you put a certain amount of money inside of an account. It could be your 401k, it could be your HSA, and your employer will literally match it up to a certain percentage. So sometimes a random one would be, say, for example, you put 3% of your paycheck into an HSA, your employer would also put another 3% in that HSA. And here's the powerful thing about this is an employer match is 100% rate of return. It is literally free money, and free is my favorite number, which is why I always like to take advantage of these employer matches. But it is not very common for employers to have employer matches on HSAs. So you want to look at your employer's HSA offering, and if they have an offering, look what the fees are associated with that HSA. Sometimes they have higher fees when it comes through your employer, whereas you can maybe look somewhere else and have that available with lower fees. And one great place that outside of your employer that I like to go to, and this is where I house my HSA, is Fidelity, just because they have really low fees and they have great investment options specifically for my investment plan.
So then, like, if someone wants to sign up for HSA like that, they know they have a high deductible health insurance plan, so they qualify. So do they just go and open it up like you would open up like a bank account? Like, what's the process look like?
The process is very similar to opening up like a bank account or a brokerage account. And you can either go to your employer's HR department. If they have one through your employer, then you work through with HR. You're going to fill out questionnaires, things like that. They're going to ask you a number of questions. And then they'll look at your health plan and make sure you have that high deductible health plan. Then you can open it up. And the same thing with Fidelity. You kind of go through that same exact process. You're going to answer some questions. They'll look at your health plan. You submit over your health plan to them. And then they will evaluate it and approve you based on that. So that is kind of the simple process. And really, it's just answering questions, sending over your health plan, and then you can go from there.
Okay, that sounds pretty simple. I think it sounds a lot scarier, like, oh, an HSA, I got to go open up another random account made up of a bunch of random letters. And okay, so it's just a simple process, nothing too crazy.
Exactly.
This was a really great group of questions that I got in from Steven, so really appreciate you sending those in. And we still actually have a few more things that I wanted to go over when it comes to HSAs. So Andrew, we'll be back next week for part two of our conversations. We're going to try to get everything covered when it comes to this topic. In the meantime, though, make sure you go and check out Andrew's podcast. It's called The Personal Finance Podcast. Great name, super easy to remember the name of the show. And while you're at it, go give him a follow. Look for at Master Money Co. That's Master Money Co. Pretty much anywhere on social media, and you'll find Andrew there. If you have a question that you want me to answer on a future episode, you can go to popcornfinance.com/questions and leave me your question there. You can do a voicemail, you can leave me a written note, whatever you like. Oh, and a quick update. On the giveaway that I mentioned for the newsletter, I did not hear back from the two people I selected, so I had to redraw two new winners. So please go check your email inboxes and see if you got an email from me with details on how to claim your prize. As always, I appreciate you joining me here for yet another bag of popcorn. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, boy, keep it popping like Mary Poppins.